Hey friends, it's February 17th. We know today as Ash Wednesday. Another name for that is Day of Ashes. This is a Christian holy day, and a lot of people are under the assumption that only Catholics observe Ash Wednesday, but actually a lot of different denominations do in different ways. They recognize it in different ways. In essence, Ash Wednesday is the first day of Lent. Lent is the 40 days, actually 46 days, because it doesn't include Sundays, that lead up to Easter. And those 40 days of Lent are representing Jesus's 40 days in the desert. When Jesus went to be tempted in the desert, he fasted for those 40 days and was tempted by Satan. And Lent, and specifically Ash Wednesday, is a time where people are encouraged to focus on repentance in prayer, moderation of things, and fasting. And we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But in essence, it's 6 weeks of self-discipline. Now, in Catholic churches and some Protestant churches, pastors or priests will take ashes that are oftentimes made from the branches of palm trees from the prior Palm Sunday, and they will make a cross on people's foreheads, and they will say the words something to the effect of, "From dust you came, and to dust you will return." So here's what I want to ask you today. If we start out as dust, from dust we came, right? The man was made from the dust of the earth, and when our bodies decompose, eventually we turn back into dust again. So there is a time between dust and dust. And so my question for you today is, what do you need to do to focus on the time between dust and dust, what we call our lifetimes? Now, maybe you're young and listening to this, maybe you're up there in years, and maybe you're somewhere in the middle. And I want to remind you that you've never gone too far that God can't use you. I try to tell people that quite often, is that God wants to use you between dust and dust. And for some of us, we say, well, this body's getting older and I've wasted time. And if we spend all of our time on regrets, then we won't be in the present that God wants to use us in. So I want to encourage you today to think about, you know, Ash Wednesday, meaning the beginning of this, meaning Jesus in the desert for 40 days, the beginning of something. Now, we don't want to become legalistic about it, because we have to be really careful about man-made rules. But I think it's important for us to go to the scriptures and to see what God expects of us. We don't see Ash Wednesday in the scriptures. That is something that the church began to do regularly in the 300s and 400s AD. I believe the Nicene Creed, or one of the early creeds, was where it was first instituted, but wasn't done regularly until the next century. But what will you do between dust and dust? Let's make every day matter. Let's pray. Father, your word says that we are to make the most of every opportunity. And today's an opportunity. So Lord, as we walk into our day today, may we reflect. May we be prayerful. May we do what we talk so often about doing, pray without ceasing. And Lord, in that, may you continually, through the power of your Holy Spirit, remind us that we're in the middle of one dust and the other. And Lord, you've given us a brief time on this earth to make a difference for you. May you show us that purpose you have for us, maybe for the rest of our lives, but let's start with today. How do you want to use me today, Lord? Who do you want me to touch today, Lord? Who do you want me to encourage today? Who do you want me to say sorry to today? Who do you want? What relationship do you want to begin the restoration process with today? What hurt do you want me to deal with today? Lord, I just pray that you would remind me that my time is short here. and I want to make the most of it, regardless of what I've done in the past. I want to make the most of it starting today. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.